This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich.
While our leaders in Washington stare down the fiscal cliff, let's not forget the fiscal fact that brought us to the edge. It's an annual U.S. government deficit of more than $1 trillion. But through all this, one government-related entity has been hauling in record surpluses. New data capture the scope of profits at the U.S. Federal Reserve. And that got the attention of our regular guest, Alan Sloan, who's here now. He's senior editor-at-large at Fortune Magazine. Hello, Alan.
Good morning, Jeff.
So chart the recent course of profits at the Fed. How well are they doing?
Well, in the last 5 or 6 years, their profits have roughly tripled, which is not bad. It's better than I've done.
And give us a dollar figure here. How much money are we talking about?
Okay, for this year, the working estimate by a fellow named Ray Stone, who is a great Fed watcher, is that the Fed will have made about $90 billion, up from about $35 billion before the crisis stuff all started.
And I know this is sort of central banking 101, but remind us, how does the Fed make all this money?
Well, it has this wonderful business model. You know, you keep hearing about all the securities it's buying, right? It's buying treasury securities and buying this and buying that. And it does that effectively by printing money that costs it nothing. So if you go out and buy $2 or 3 trillion of securities that pay interest, and you don't have to pay any interest on the money you use to buy the securities, you can make a lot of money.
So we call these things profits, but unlike, say, a private company, these profits are not going to individual shareholders or something like that. What happens to most of that money?
Actually, most of the money comes to you and me and the people listening to this program, the taxpayers of America. Stone's estimate is that this year the Treasury will get $87.5 billion from the Fed, which is a lot of money. And that's up from the low 30s before the crisis started.
Why isn't the Fed, this good-sized operation within the federal government, something that ever seems to come under the knife when it's budget-cutting time like it is right now?
Because the Fed funds itself. It doesn't get taxpayer money. It doesn't get appropriations. Out of the $90 billion or whatever that it made this year, it spent several hundred million dollars on itself. And believe me, they pay considerably less to the employees than Wall Street pays.
Alan Sloan is senior editor at large at Fortune Magazine. Thanks, Alan, as always.
Take care, Jeff.